All right, welcome everyone. I'm excited to begin Limud of Machaz Disha, Shin Chaf. And the shir this evening is sponsored by the Gams family in memory of Chai Udel Bas Yaakov Leib, Bitzal ben Avram Yehuda. Yisrael ben Avram Yehuda. And by the Rubens in memory of Esther Bas Eliyahu.
Thank you, Yisrael Koch, for the sponsors, and thank you, all of you, for coming. B'siyata Dishmaya, we're going to start Siman Shin Kaf. So the Melacha of Dash, it's not necessarily in the Siman. This is like a sniff of Melacha Disha. It's mostly Mefarek, Toladat de Dash. And Bezat Hashem, we're going to discuss more Dash in a couple of other places, but the main emphasis this Siman going to be on Mefarek, that it's Toladat de Dash. Schita. At the end, we're going to see more like Schita and Disha, what's the difference, but this is more towards the end of the Siman. And today we're going to focus on Schitat Perot, that it's basically Mefarek, Toladat de Dash. So the Gemara in Shabbat in Kuf Mem Gimel Amud Bet. I'm skipping one line. En sochatim et haperot lotzim men mashkin v'im yatzu me'atzmam asurim. Rabbi Yehuda omer im la'ochlin ha'yotze men mutar v'im le'mashkin ha'yotze men asur. So the Mishnah just tell us like something like very general. You're not allowed to squeeze fruits in order to bring the liquid out, and if it came out by itself, it's also to use the liquid that came out. And Rabbi Yehuda seems to argue and says, if the fruit was supposed to be eaten and was not brought into the house for the purpose of squeezing, then you're allowed to drink the liquid that came out. And if you brought in the fruits to your house for the purpose of squeezing it, so then you're not allowed to drink the water that came out, the liquid that came out by itself, because we have the concern that if we're going to let you drink the liquid, you're going to maybe squeeze the fruit also. Now the Gemara struggled with the what exactly is the argument between Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says in the Gemara, Modeh Rabbi Yehuda al Chachamim bezetim v'anavim. So Rabbi Yehuda is moide bezetim v'anavim, because zetim v'anavim, it's a higher level of schita, and we're going to discuss that maybe later on, more in depth. But Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda are not arguing by zetim v'anavim. Even Rabbi Yehuda moide that zetim v'anavim, if the liquid came out, doesn't make a difference if it's leochalin or lemashkin, because these type of fruit are like the top level squeezing. It's isur doraita, so yaiv date. And I'm not gonna discuss Ula and Rabbi Yochanan. I'm just gonna continue in the Gemara and basically discuss Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Page number 2, Amar Rabba Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. מודה רבי יהודה לחכמים בזיתים וענבים, ומודים חכמים לגודיה בשאר פירות. אמר לרבי אמר לרבי אבא אלא במאי פליגי, אמר ללכי תשכח, אמר אנחנו לא נצחק מסתברא בתותים ורימונים פליגי. So the conclusion here of the Gemara, and the Gemara proves that like later on, that the מחלוקת between רבי יהודה and חכמים is by תותים ורימונים. So everyone are moide zetim v'anavim. Zetim v'anavim is the highest level of schita. So even if it came, if the liquid came out by itself, it's also to use the liquid. The debate is by tutim v'rimonim. Tutim v'rimonim, strawberries and like pomegranate, seems to be like a lower level schita. That's why we have the debate, we have the argument between Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda, if you're allowed to use the liquid that came out by itself. Chachamim also no matter what, and Rabbi Yehuda is matir if you brought it down just for the purpose of eating it. We're going to see soon that we're going to have a third level of schita, and that's the next stage in the Gemara. So far we see that we have zetim v'anavim, that it's the highest level. We have tutim v'rimonim, a little bit less. And the Gemara continues. Ashkechan Rabbi Yehuda demodi l'rabanan bezetim v'anavim, Rabbanan demodu l'Rabbi Yehuda b'shar perot minan. Now we're looking for the fact that Chachamim are moide to Rabbi Yehuda in fruits that are completely out of the realm of schita. It's like a lower level, even lower than tutin ve'rimonim. Detanya sochatim bepgein ubeprishin uvozradim, aval lo berimonim. Shel Bet Menashe bar Menachem hayu sochatim berimonim. So we have the brayta that says that you allow even to squeeze lechatchila fruits like pgain, prishim, ve'ozradim. So I don't know if we know exactly which one is which, but Rashi seems to say that it's like prunes, whatever. Aval lo berimonim. So it shows in this brayta you see clearly that rimonim is above a certain type of fruits that are completely not squeezable, or like not in, even if you're going to squeeze them, it might be not considered nothing. You allow to squeeze them lechatchila. So squeezing these type of fruits is completely out of the din of mefarek. Even if you're going to say that rimonim is the rabbanan, these type of fruits mutar to squeeze lechatchila. So it's not betorat squeezing, not betorat mefarek, it's nothing. So we need to define why exactly rimonim is also, what exactly is the definition. But it seems like in this stage in the Gemara that we have three levels of schita or mefarek in fruits. Now the Gemara, I'm continuing to the next part. Shel Bet Menashe ben Menachem hayu sochatim berimonim. Amar Rav Nachman halacha kishel Bet Menashe ben Menachem. We said that the reason that it's also to squeeze pomegranate is because Bet Menashe ben Menachem, this type of family that called Bet Menashe ben Menachem, used to squeeze pomegranate. And that's why it's also to squeeze pomegranate. Amar Rav Nachman halacha kishel Bet Menashe ben Menachem. Rav Nachman says the halacha is like this, that rimonim are prohibited to squeeze them lechatchila. They're not like pga'im v'prishim. And the Gemara debates about this. The Gemara asking many questions, and I'm going to read to remind us the question, because we're going to deal with it a lot, and it's going to help us define a little bit more what exactly is the issue of schita depends on. Amar le Rava le Rav Nachman, Menashe ben Menachem Tanau? Why do you pass in like Menashe ben Menachem? He's not even a Tana. And maybe you're going to tell me that halakha is like the Tana that hold like Menashe ben Menachem. Why would it be true that you're going to follow? Mishum de savar ke Menashe ben Menachem halacha kmoto? Menashe ben Menachem avaru ba de'alma? Menashe ben Menachem is not the majority of people. So why would we follow this family that squeezed pomegranates? But just keep in mind that the Gemara needs definition of majority in order to bring it into the level of schita. You see that the Gemara said, v'chi Bet Menashe haveru ba de'alma, mashma that if it was ruba de'alma, it would have been usher to squeeze pomegranates. So majority of people squeezing some type of fruit gonna make it usher. That's what we see in this line. So the Gemara said, in it would be considered that nana mekayim kutzim bakerem, Rav Elazar omer kidesh v'chachamim eino mekadesh ela davar shekamo mekayimim. ואמר רבי חנינא, מאיתה מדרב אלעזר שכן בארביה מקיימין קוצי שדות לגמליהם. Rama said, I'm going to show you that even if it's not really ruba d'alma, it's still enough. What is the example for that? מקיים קוצים בכרם. You have a thorn, what is it? Growing in your vineyard, and you don't take it off, so you're not taking it out. You're over beisu mekayim kilayim. Mekayim is like passive isu. You don't, if you let it grow more than 1/200th, that's also, it's a passive isu, that when you saw it and you didn't pick it up, it's a, so what is the reason that the kiyum kilayim, although it's not a lechora, something that you don't eat, but since some people are mekayim these type of thorns in their field to feed their camels, that enough to consider these type of thorns to be edible or plant, that it's like considered food, and it's going to be kilayim bakerem. So you see that the fact that some people do that, or a place that do that, is enough, even though if it's not ruba de'alma, but it's like a place that does it, it's enough to consider that a chashivut. everywhere. So we don't really need huba d'alma. But then the Gemara said, oh fine, even if you're going to agree with that, beside the fact that by infanticide, this is just Rabbi Elazar, lechora, why would we follow Rabbi Elazar? But keep that in mind. Assume, even if you hold like Rabbi Elazar, the Gemara said, midi iria, da arvia, atra, hacha, batada, atosat kol adam. Even if you're going to prove from this brayta that if you have a place that does it, it makes it important even in other places. This is true when you have a place, a city that does it. So it's a chashuv thing. So we could maybe consider that to be a chashivut, even though it's not the majority of people. So in this line in the Gemara, it seems like a place is also enough to consider something to be squeezable, even if it's not Ruba d'Alma. As long as there is a place, a minhag in Mifursam, in one place, you could like assume that it's chashuv. So we're lowering the standard. It seems like it's going to be also everywhere. But the Gemara said it's not enough for us because still Beit Menashe ben Menachem is one family, so it's still not a place, so it's not going to be enough. So the question of the Gemara is basically here. Finish. This is the end of the question. So the Gemara said, why do you pass in like Menashe ben Menachem? Menashe ben Menachem is not enough to change the definition of Rimonim because it's not Rov, it's not a place. So why would you pass in like Menashe ben Menachem? So the Gemara offered two terutzim, and that's very hard to exactly understand what the Gemara wanted to say in these two terutzim. And we're going to see it about Yosef. But let's read it inside. Elai nutama kid Rav Chisda, d'amar Rav Chisda, tradin sheshchatan untanam b'mikve, posil et ha'mikve v'shinui mare. The Gemara said, the reason for the issue is because of a concept that's called achsheve. And the case is, tradin sheshchatan untanam b'mikve. I don't know if tradin is exactly what we translate like spinach, but whatever it is, you have a different... Fine. Whatever you, it's something that you wouldn't normally squeeze, but if you squeezed it and you put it in the mikveh, it's possible the mikveh. Why? It's not a fruit that you usually squeeze. Although these days everything is like been squeezed. What?
They didn't have borscht back then. You don't squeeze it for borscht. You grind it.
Cooking is different. Cooking is like mesh alakot. It's a different... I'm talking about squeezing, mamash. I think they sell these days... Okay. It's going to be another nafkamina from this year. But assuming it's lavnes chita, elamayit lach lemeimah. So what are you going to say? Why is it still poisel the mikveh? It's not a mashke. Kivan de'achshevinu have lemashke. Achana mikivan de'achshevinu have lemashke. What are you going to say? Although normally you wouldn't squeeze it, but since you decided to make a beverage from it, that gives it a chashivut mashke. So what exactly are we saying now? We're not changing the definition of the fruit, but since you decided to make a mashke, it gives a shem mashke, so it's enough to be poisel the mikveh. And the Gemara wanted to say that it's enough also to be considered that schita for Shabbat. That's why rimonim, pomegranate, is going to be aser. And if this is the case, so we just forgot the brayta that we just had before. We have the brayta that says bepgaim bepgishin veozradin, you are allowed to squeeze for mashke. So what are we going to do with this braita according to this teirut? So Rashi, on the spot, Rashi usually doesn't write a lot, but in this case, he's like, it's the exception. Look in page number 3, Kerav Chizda. Afal gavdila alma lo chashiv, kivan de'achshiv iu, it's in the middle of the page. Kivan de'achshiv iu, avel adideh mashke. So although it's not changing the definition of the fruit and it's not changing the whole Torah, we don't need rov, we don't need a place, but you decided to make a mashke, have a ledide mashke. V'achim mefaresh Rav Nachman lebraita dileh. So now he had basically the question that we just asked. What are you going to do with the braita that says that you're allowed to squeeze pga'in, prishin, ve'ozradin? So chatin bepga'in uprishin lemate kapri ve'lo letzorech ha'mashke. אבל לא ברימונים ואפילו למתקן. So Rashi says like a pshat that it's not in the Gemara, and Tosfot basically said the same thing. He said that if Rav Chisda said what he said, according to what Rashi explained Rav Chisda, it can't fit the Braita, so it has to be that the Pshat that they learn in that Braita, Sochatin, is not for the purpose of creating Mashkeh from Prishim Ve'ozradim, because if you have in mind to create Mashkeh from these type of fruits, no matter, we don't care about the fact that nobody squeezed them, if you decided to squeeze them for their fruit, for their juice, it's Aser. So what the Braita said that you're allowed to sochet is not really schita, it's just like to beat them a little bit, to make them softer, and might be that some liquid going to come out, but the main point, the main purpose of the squeezing is for the purpose of the fruit itself, not the liquid that comes out. It's like davar she'eno mitkaven b'derabanan or something like that. It's not the main purpose of the action that you're doing. You just want to make the fruit soft, and some liquid is going to come out, and you're probably not going to drink it because it's not what you're trying to do. What you're trying to do is to make the fruit softer. So in this case, it's fine. But if you're planning to drink the liquid, so then it's going to be asur. And the end of the braita, aval berimonim, in pomegranate, the chidush is that although you want to just press the seeds a little bit to make them a little bit softer, and you're not trying even to get the liquid out, even that is asur, because rimonim is a higher level of squeezing, so we would not allow you even to do the lematek, even to make it softer and sweeter, whatever, it's not going to be enough. Since Bet Menashia squeezing during the week, so it has a better chashivut, it's a higher level of schita, so then in Shabbat you're not even allowed to do the lower level schita, the lematek. And now the second terutz in the Gemara, we'll go back to page number 2. Rav Papa Amar Mishum Da'av Davar She'en Osim Mimeno Mikve Lechatchila V'Kol Davar She'en Osim Mimeno Mikve Lechatchila Posel Et Hamikve B'Shinui Mareh. Rav Papa seems to argue with the first terutz, and he said, you know what, I don't need the chidush of Rav Chisda that says Ach Sheve. The reason that Tradim or poisel the mikveh is because we have the rule that whatever liquid that you're going to use that you cannot create a mikveh from it, although it's not mayim sheuvim, so why would it be poisel the mikveh? But because you cannot create a mikveh from liquid that comes out of the tradim, you can have 40 se'ah of this type of liquid, although it's not mayim sheuvim, but it has the power to be poisel the mikveh b'shinui mareh. So that's the reason for tradim. So the question, basically, don't give me a proof that achshave is enough. Achshave is not enough to create mashke for the purpose of Shabbat. It's just enough to be poisel the mikveh, but it's not enough to... Now the question is, if Rav Papa is trying to say a different terutz for the Gemara, to go back to answer the question that we ask about Ruba Dalma or not, or he doesn't say anything different. So the problem starts with the fact that the Rif doesn't write the conclusion according to Rashi. According to Rashi, if you read the Gemara, what is the conclusion according to Rav Papa? That whenever you have a kavana to create mashke, that is Ach Sheve. So Prishin Ve'ozradin, the only heter is when you're doing lematek. You're doing beating the fruit just to make it sweeter or softer. And that should be the conclusion la'alacha, because Rav Papa seems to argue just about Ilchot Mikveh. It doesn't change anything according to Rashi Lichor. If you just read the Gemara Bepshat, you would say that the second Terut doesn't change so much. Maybe it argues with everything. We're going to see this soon in the Bet Yosef. But it seems like Rashi holds the Maise according to Rav Chisda that it's also to squeeze any type of fruit for the purpose of creating a mashke.
But even Rav Papa Rashi says that Slavishim Chashivus Da'ach Shevenu Lolum La Mashkenenu.
So it should be mutter. But if you pass in Rav Chisda, it should be also, right?
Right, but Rav Papa rejects this whole notion of Achshavei.
But still, what is the answer for the question of Ruba de Alma and Atra?
By Menashe Barer.
Right.
Doesn't, you're right, he's not talking about it.
Right, so that's the question
so
mark that we...
answer.
Right, so if we're going to say that he argued with Rav Papa about Prishim Vozradim, we will need to have an answer for the question of the Gemara. Exactly. Right. So I'm just like reading it through and like making it like... you're right, that it seems like Rashi wanted to say that he argues you with the whole concept,
right. But
he doesn't give us the second part of the sentence. So it might be that he's arguing about the mikveh part, but it might be that he's agreeing still that it's Oster.
Right.
It's not 100% clear. And the Rif and the Rambam are basically making it clear that the halacha is not like what Rashi explained Rav Chisda.
But Rashi and Tosfos would still have to agree, though, that if it was stored away for Oakland purposes and then liquid came out of it, they would agree, though, that liquid is still okay, though, right? Because that the Gemara seems to agree that the Rabbanon agreed to Rabbi Huda, or Moda Rabbi Huda in that case. So there, you could still drink liquid. If you say Achshavet,
Rimonim, wait, Rimonim, you're asking about Rimonim or Prishim Bozer?
Sharperot. Sharp payroll.
Right.
Was Rashi and Tosfos agree if it was set aside for depends. Oakland and liquid came out, is it okay? Or because now Achshavinu
according to Rav Papa, no, according to Rav Papa, lichora, the whole pshat in the Gemara before is not true. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel said that because he assumed that there is a differentiation between rimonim and shar perot. But if Rav Papa questioned the whole chiluk, there is no difference between rimonim and prishim vozradim. Lichor Rav Papa would argue with Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. He can't like say that chiluk.
Is it the ma'aseh shtita makes it
ashrei, or the fact
that there's mashke makes it ashrei? That's for Rav Chisda. That's my.
Oh, you're saying that.
Is it the ma'aseh shtita or the fact that there's a mashke that comes out of it makes it ashrei?
You're saying even according to Rav Papa, there is no achshave when it came out by itself, but you can say the same thing for rimonim.
Rabbi Huda says even by rimonim that mashkin shizav was mutter if it's
local. But Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says that the machloket is only by rimonim, but shar perot everyone agreed that it's mutter b'yetzu matzman.
Right.
No.
Even by Ramonim, it's
mutter. No, but he was asking if the chiluk that Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel said that the machloket is only by Ramonim is still true even for the answer of Rav Chisda.
I thought Rav Chisda said that once he does
what?
He does the
price,
no, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Modei Rabbi Yehuda Chacham Zdimanim, the Chacham Yehuda Be'er Bishar Perot. And the proof that Modim Chachamim Bishar Perot is because of the Braita of Tradim.
No, but we have the Braita of Sochtin Bepagin, the Pagin of Prishin of Oz.
But now we're saying that it's not true. It's not Sochtin. You're not allowed to squeeze according to Rav Chisda. So it seems like it's going to argue with the conclusion of Avodah Moshe Shmuel, but I'm not 100% sure. It doesn't matter so much the halacha, but it matters for the purpose of understanding the Gemara appropriately.
You know, because if, according to Rashi, if you hold any mashke as a problem, anything that causes the mashke could be a problem for anything, no matter how you get it. That's a versus.
No, but you're saying there's no achshave if you didn't do the maise.
No, but maybe you don't need the maise. Once there's liquid, if the liquid, you were saying is even if the fruit is
no.
Chikinenka for the masak, but the liquid that came out of it, you can never have.
No, you could have it, but it shouldn't be your purpose. Then
so
there
the
is no action.
The purpose, not the end result.
Yeah. If the purpose was to make it sweet, and some liquid came out, that's fine.
So you could drink that.
Lichora, you could, although it's not 100% clear to me. It might be Neulad, I don't know. It's interesting. I'm not 100% sure. So, Grif and the Rambam makes everything more difficult because they write that the conclusion of the Gemara is like we understood in the beginning. I am reading the Rif. Nimtza achshav haklal ha-ra'oi mikol elu ha-dvarim שזיתים וענבים אין סוחטים אותם בשבת ואם יצאו מעצמם אסורים בין לאכילה בין למשקים לדברי הכל והתותים והרימונים אסור לסוחטן בשבת לדברי הכל ואם יצאו מעצמם אם לאוכלין היוצא מהם מותר ואם למשקין היוצא מהם אסור כרבי יהודה ושאר פירות היגון פגעין ופרישין ועוזרדים סוחטין אותם לכתחילה בשבת לדברי הכל. So the conclusion of the Gemara according to the Rif is that the last line is what's most important for us, that he's pasken in lechatchila, that you're allowed to squeeze fruits that are not tutim v'rimonim. Sh'ar perot, you're allowed to squeeze them lechatchila on Shabbat. And according to Rav Chisda, according to Rashi, it's completely not true. The Rambam also, I'm skipping the Rashba, we're going to get back to the Rashba because the Rashba is switching everything upside down. The Rambam writes, "Lefichach asur lischot." Page number 4. "Lefichach asur lischot tutim." Perek kaf alef alach yud bet. "Lefichach asur lischot tutim v'rimonim, oelu miktzat bnei adam sochtim otam kezetim v'anavim, shema yavo lischot zetim v'anavim." So, if we're going to translate it, the reason that you're not allowed to squeeze tutim v'rimonim is because some people, miktzat, some people squeeze them kezetim v'anavim. And the concern is Shema Yavol Lischot Zetim Va'anavim. So it's clearly the Rabbanan, and the issue is because if you're going to allow you to squeeze this, you're going to come to squeeze Zetim Va'anavim. Aval Shar Perot Kigon Prishim V'Tapuchim V'Ozradim Mutar L'Sochatan B'Shabbat Mnei She'enan Bnei Schita. So the Rambam says Meforash also that Shar Perot, that it seems like if you're going to fit it with the first sentence that he says, because there is not even miktzat bnei adam. If you have miktzat bnei adam, then it's going to be also midrabanan. Shar perot, that there is no even miktzat bnei adam, you're allowed to squeeze them lechatchila on Shabbat. Mipnei she'enan bnei schita. It seems like it's a chisaron be'etzem. This pri, this fruit is not betoiras. It's like it's not shayach to squeeze this type of fruit. And if you squeeze, it's not called squeezing. So we have two major rishonim that basically allowed you to squeeze shar perot lechatchila on Shabbat. So there is two options. Or that they understood Rav Chisda differently than the way that Rashi understood, or that they understood that the second terutz in the Gemara, Rav Papa, is disagreeing with Rav Chisda. So let's see the Bet Yosef. The Bet Yosef basically ask the question. He brings in the beginning Hagahot Smak, and it's at the bottom of page number 4. כתב בהגהות סמק לממם פטור אבל אסור אף על גב דמיים אינם יוצאים מגופן אפילו אך אסור לכתחילה כל שכן אסור לממם סוחט פירות דמיים יוצאים מגופן ודאסור לסוחטן יוצאים ממם ואם כן הדשרי בפנים. He is referring to the smak because this is הגהות הסמק. So the smak himself, the שרי בפנים, בשאר פירות חוץ מזיתים וענבים ותותים ורימונים דווקא למתקה אמר. So the Hagaot Smak is paskening basically like the conclusion of Rashi, and he wants to be forcing his opinion on the Smak himself, that what the Smak said, that it's mutar to squeeze other perot, chas v'shalom. He never said that you're allowed to squeeze the mamesh, he just meant that you're allowed to squeeze them lematek, like Rashi. It can be that he would say that you're allowed to squeeze shar perot. V'gam Rabbeinu Yerucham כתב בחלק ח' דשום פרי אין מותר לסחוט לדעת רשי. So they basically follow the approach of Rashi, and that's the way that they pass in Lala. And then the Bet Yosef bring the Rambam and the Rif. I'm skipping to the page number 5, the bold part. ואם תאמר ולדברי הפוסקים שכתבו סתם דשאר פירות מותר לסוחטן משמע דאפילו להוציא מהם נמי שרי איך יתרצו הדאוקים נא להיידה אסור כרב חיסדה. דאם כן כל אדם שסוחט שום פרי לממיו אף על פי שאין דרך לסוחטו כיוון דאח שווה ולמשקה ואסור. ויש לומר דלא סביר על הודתה מדי רב חיסדה משום דכיוון דאח שווה ולמשקה אלא כדאמר רב פאפא, דתמה משום דאב דבר שאין עושים ממנו מקווה לכתחילה. וכל דבר שאין עושים ממנו מקווה לכתחילה, פוסל את המקווה בשינוי מראה. So the assumption that the Bet Yosef is assuming is that they understood that Rav Papa disagreed with Rav Chisda, and the reason for the psul in the mikveh is because of en osim imenu mikveh lechatchila. And he said also, that's another chidush, that even Rashi can be moide to this approach, that Rav Papa is disagreeing with the whole Yesod. And according to Rav Papa, what Rav Chisda said is not true. So the conclusion, even according to Rashi, might be like the Rif. Vim tomar, I'm skipping to the third line in the bold part in the bottom of this paragraph. Vim tomar, akati tikshi, menashe ben menachem averu bada alma. What are we going to do with the main question of the Gemara? It's fine. We want to say that Rav Papa disagree with Rav Chisda. And he argue with the whole concept that achsheve is not true. Okay, so fine. So why would Bet Menashe is chashuv? It's not Ruba de Alma. It's not even an Atra, lichora. Efshar lomar, the shel Bet Menashe lav davka. Dein shetuva nami avesachti lehu bechol. Ela denakat chad minayu, vechashivuta derabima, vechashivuta af al gav delav Ruba de Alma. Ninu, kedamina sham, bagmara, gabe sheken, bearvia, mekamin, kutzim. So the Bet Yosef, the main key point that the Bet Yosef is trying to be mechadesh is that we saw in the Gemara that the Gemara basically went down from Ruba de Alma to Atra. So the Makshan basically understood that Bet Menashe is a family. But the Tarzan now, Rav Papa, basically switched that and he hold that it's not really Bet Menashe, it's like a big place that's called Bet Menashe, so it's like a place, and it's a chashivut of a place is enough to create chashivut even for other places, right? So that's the way that the Bet Yosef understood. And then
it's a place where it's just many people.
It's more than one family.
It's not a place.
It's like a place.
Yachid.
Right. It's chashivut ad rabim. Af al gav delav ruba de alma, kedamrinan b'gemara gabe arvia. And then he discuss rimonim, if it's only two tim rimonim or it's every fruit that people have tendency to squeeze, and he proved that also, and he discussed limonish, basically lemons. We're going to dedicate more time for limonish Bezrat Hashem next year to this part of the Bet Yosef. I'm just going to skip. He just mentioned also that squeezing for purpose of medicine is not considered squeezing, although you would do it in a commercial way, but it's not for the purpose of achila, and he proves that from... So, it seems like Bet Yosef hold that the lahalacha, the Rif and the Rambam, held like the terutz of Rav Papa, and it might be that even Rashi is going to be moide to this. So basically everyone agree that you're allowed to squeeze other perot. And that's how we pass in la'alacha, in Shulchan Aruch. Ashar ke la'perot mutar le'sochtan. That's how we pass in Seif Aleph. Now the Rema here, and here we're going to the second part of the shiur, is what is the definition of makom, and how does it have influence on other places? Ve'makom she'nagu l'schot eze perot, l'shtot memav, mechamat tzama o ta'anug, דינו כתותים ורימונים, אבל אם נהגו לשחות לרפואה לבדו, אין לחוש. So if you read the Rema, it sounds like במקום שנהגו לשחות, דינו כתותים ורימונים. So if you read the Rema, it sounds like in this place that they have a minhag to squeeze, it's אסר. But what about other places?
Should be mutter.
But what we just read in the Bet Yosef now, the way that he explained Bet Menashe is, since Bet Menashe used to squeeze, and Bet Menashe is a lot of people, so that applies to everywhere. So the Magen Avraham basically asked this, what is going on here? Lichora tzarich hiyun. I'm reading the Magen Avraham. Da'arav Bet Yosef katav, inu adalan, shum bakom, 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 shum b כדי אשכחן ברימונים שאסורים לסוחתם משום דבר מנשיה, שהיו רבים וכדי חשין על מנה גרבים גבי מקיים קוצים בקרם, אם כן משמע, דעים במקום אחד נהגו לסוחתו, אסור בכל העולם לסוחתו. According to the Bet Yosef that we just read, it seems like since you have a place that many people do that, it applies to other places also. ולמה כתב רמה, ובמקום, דמשמע דבאותו מקום אסור, ושאר מקומות שרי. אבל נראה לי, דמשה אמת ותורתו אמת. Is miyashev the minhag of the Gemara, and he says why? Because all of this shakla v'tari of the Gemara that sounds like that if you have a place that does it, it's enough to apply this rule for everywhere. It's true according to Rabbi Elazar that learns from Arvia that they feed their camels with the thorn. That's chashuv for every place. This is true for Rabbi Elazar. Look in Ilchot Kilaim, we paskin like Chachamim that it's osur in this place. But other places, it's not asur. So we should apply the same rule that we have by kilayim, that we follow chachamim. So it's going to be asur only for that place, but it's not going to be asur for other places. And the Rama is right. The Shulchan Aruch is wrong. But he didn't finish here. He says, ומכל מקום בגמרא התאבד שבית מנשה לא היה מקום אל אחד גברה. He said that the whole approach here is very difficult to me because what the Bet Yosef said that the conclusion of the Gemara is that Bet Menashe is not a person, it's a place, it's not in the Gemara. The Bet Yosef just made it up in order to have an answer for the question. But it's not in the Gemara. And it's a big dochak to say that the Makshan and the Tarzan arguing about the Metzias. So the Magen Avraham finish up with the Lashon of the Rambam, and he bring a different pshat in the Rambam, and I'm going to show you soon, and that was basically Biur Halacha said that the Rashba, that's the way that he explained the Gemara, and basically that's the way that most Rishonim understood the Gemara, and this is the major pshat in the Gemara. זה לשון הרמב״ם פרק א', אסור לסחוט תותים ורימונים, ואילו מקצת בני אדם סוחטים אותם כזיתים וענבים. בשאר פירות מותר לסוחטן לפי שנה בני סחיטה. עד כאן לשונו, וכך כתב הריף, וגם הביא עד הרב חיסדה. So the Rif basically מזקה שטרה לבטרי according to the approach of the Bet Yosef, because if you hold like Rav Papa, why would you bring Rav Chisda? Rav Chisda is the opposite. And if the Rif brings Rav Chisda and he paskin that it's mutar to be soichet shar perot, so by definition the Rif had a different pshat than Rashi in the Gemara. Rashi said that according to Rav Chisda, you have to explain the braita that says that you're allowed to squeeze only belematek, right? So if this is the case, the Rif had a different explanation because you can write the two things in the same breath. Ela al kochach tzich lomar, im ken tzich lomar da'ad Rav Chisda achi kamar, kivan de miktzat bin adam sochatin otan, vehu achshevinu gam ken hava lemashke. תדע, אם לא כן, למה כאמר ברית ושל בית מנשה? אלא על כוח תמה, דחשבינו לחוד לא מעני, אם לא שמקצת בן אדם סוחטים אותו גם כן, ואפילו אינם עם עיר שלמה. So, the first point that the Magen Avraham says, and it's מפורש in the Rashba, that's the way that he understood in the Gemara, Rav Chisda didn't make up a different pshat in the ברית of פרישין ועוזרדין. Rav Chisda, what Rav Chisda said, אח שווה, he didn't mean that achshev is everything, and when you're machshiv, you're done. It's becoming a mashke. It's a combination of achshev with miktzat bnei adam sochatim. When we have a little bit of a minority of people who do squeeze this type of fruit, that's not enough to be machshiv mashke. When you're machshiv this to a mashke, and some people do it also, the combination of both creates chashivut mashke, and that's what Rav Chisda said. Because you are machshivet, and minority like Bet Menashe doing that, the combination of both is going to create chashivut mashke for Shabbat. So it has nothing to do with Arvia. Because we're not trying to define what is mashke based on a place that does it. That's not the case. We're just doing.
But isn't it also possible that Malcolm, that one place would work for itself?
Yeah, but we don't need it here. But we don't need it here.
No, but the Ramazdin could still be true.
The what?
The Ramazdin could still be true also. In other words, in a Chanami, that it won't work for other places, but maybe
if you have a place,
let's say you're in a place where
if you have a place that does it, maybe it depends on the machloket about Kilayim.
Right.
And then the Gemara are going to be right that it's going to be only for this place. But it's not the case. It's not the Pshat in the Gemara. The Pshat in the Gemara is not when you have a place. The Pshat in the Gemara, that what defines Mashke, according to Rav Chisda, is Achsheve, plus the fact that some people do it. So you're not weird, you're not Batladato. That's the Pshat in Rav Chisda. And then, Lahalacha, if you have Rishin Vozradin, that nobody is squeezed, although you're Machshivet, we don't care about you. It's not considered Mashke. And that's exactly the Lashon of the Rambam. That nobody squeezed Prishim Vozradim. So even if you're Mechaven for a Mashke, we don't care about you. Even according to Rav Chisda.
Isn't that more Machmir than the Ramah even? Because Ramah says you need like a place. This thing, as long as there are people that do this,
according to the Ramah, when you have a place, even if you're not going to do it, Lashem Mashke, even if you're not Achshev, even if it came out by itself, it's still going to be considered Mashke.
Only in that place, though.
What?
Only in that place.
According to the Gama.
So it's Kuanko.
Right.
But isn't that against Rabbi Yehuda?
What do you mean?
I mean, what if it's fruit that's
Lashem also? If one place squeezed this fruit, then it's going to have Shem. It's going to be considered like Tutim Vegemonim, even in places that are not squeezing Tutim Vegemonim. Let's say this place squeeze pears. All of this place squeeze pears. Other places would consider pears to be Tutim Vegemonim for a Buddha. And if liquid going to come by itself, so if it's considered like Omed Lemashkin, and it's going to be Aser. In other places, according to Shulchan Aruch, according to the Gemara, it's going to be only in this place, Per is going to be Osir. But
it's always
going to
be considered Omed Lumashka, or does he have control? If he
no, it's going to be like Tutim Vegemonim, right. It's going to be like Tutim Vegemonim, that if you brought it into the house for the purpose.
I still don't understand what the Nafkamina between the Magen Avraham and the Ramah is. Like, what instance is the difference?
It's tremendous. First of all, how to understand the Pshat in Rav Chisda and the Gemara. The Bet Yosef and the Gemara, both of them understood that Rav Chisda arguing with Rav Papa.
Right.
And
they
according to
the... understand that he feels that the idea of Makom is not anywhere found in the Gemara, so therefore he doesn't like the Ramah's use of the term makom,
right?
But the nafka mina la halacha comes out the same, because any time you're doing something for sofei, you are, according to the Magen Avraham, you're making it into a chashiva. And if other people do it,
it's
then
more,
that adds on the second.
It's more machmir, basically.
What
the Magen Avraham is more machmir, basically.
Yeah, he's more machmir.
Right, right. It just help us understand the Gemara better. Right, right. Right.
Because I think that's why at the beginning
he adds. Right, he adds.
He said you should hold like the Ramah, but just I don't like the reasoning he's giving.
But it's also difficult, the Ramah himself, because it's then basically put Arsuga in the same category like Kilayim. But according to the way the Magen Avraham understood, it's like when in the Teirutz of Rav Chisda, we basically said that we're not in the Sugya of Kilayim now. We're in a different like rules of Shabbat, that Achsheve plus some people do it. It's a different rule. It's like, has nothing to do with Kilayim. By Kilayim, we I don't know if we're going to say that by Kilayim. Achsheve might be a din only for Shabbos.
But why does...
I'm not sure.
I don't know, maybe the right. It doesn't seem like there's anyone who eventually uses Rashi and Tosos' reasoning the way that Beis Yosef used the initial, that if we want to claim Rashi and Tosfos before he switches over and says maybe Rashi and Tosfos really hold like Rav Chisda, does it mean everyone really holds that way? That Rashi, that the idea of Lamasa is not that way of being even more strict than anything? That anything for Socha is a problem because unless you're doing it for the fruit and not for the liquid, that's the only way you could do it?
That's the shita of Rashi in Rabbeinu Yerucham la'alacha.
Okay. Lichor. It's only Rabbeinu Yerucham this.
And the Hagaot Smak. That's the way they pass in la'alacha. But the Bet Yosef wanted to argue that even Rashi himself might be moide la'alacha.
So that's really the most machmir shita. Right. Basically, you can never
do any
right.
Now, the Magen Avraham adds another detail that I wanted to speak about a lot, but we're not going to have so much time, so you can read it in your free time. The There is another Tosfot in Tzadik Bet that discussed the concept of chashivut of place, that the fact that you have a place that's going to apply for other places. Tosfot emphasized the fact that it's not so clear to say it everywhere, because in some cases, although there is a place that does something, we're not going to apply it other places. And the Tosfot add a condition that the way to define them is, if we're going to ask ourselves, does the reason that this place doing this minhag is because they have a lot of this kind of, let's say in the kutzim, if everyone have a lot of camels, they would grow this thorn also. So that's enough to apply this minhag to other places. The fact that other people doesn't grow this type of thorn is because they don't have camels. So we could use their minhag to us also. But in a case that, if you would have the same condition that this place would have, and you would not do it, and although so that in this case we would not apply the rule to ours, and the Magen Avraham take this Tosfot like a halacha lemaisa, and he adds that to the mishvaah, to our case basically. He said that the fact that we're going to say that if one place does something, we would apply it to other places is true, only if the reason that other places doesn't squeeze this fruit is because they don't have a lot of this fruit. But if they would had a lot of this fruit, they would have squeezed it, so then you can apply the rule. And that's la halacha. He quotes it la halacha, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes this requirement also to put it into the consideration. And biur halacha is a little bit mefakpek if we should follow this requirement of the Magen Avraham. And I'm a fakpek in the Biur Halacha pikpuk, because I found the Ritva in Tzadik Bet Amud Bet. He seems like he saw them, but if you look in the bottom here, it seems like they hold like Tosfot and the Imamish apply the same rule for fruits. So you can take a look in your free time. And there's another brief thing that I wanted to speak more. I'm just going to emphasize that in like a short, it's in the beginning of the page. Beginning of the whole, it's in page number one. What is the main chiluk between Zetim v'Anavim? What was mentioned that there is a chiluk between Zetim v'Anavim and Tutim v'Rimonim? What exactly is the definition of Mefarek? Is the fact that majority of people do it, that's what defines Zetim v'Anavim? Oh, majority of the fruit, not majority of people. Is it because majority of the fruit is being squeezed, that's what makes it Deoraita? Or because majority of people squeezing them? Or maybe because the liquid that comes out of the Timba Anavim is a chashuv liquid that has a definition of wine or oil. It's a different like name. But fruit, liquid that comes out of Tutim doesn't have any new shem. It's not one of the Shiva Mashkim, so it's din in the Mashke. So it seems like Rashi, the main sugya is Kuf Memei Amud Aleph, and Rashi have a couple of words, and Ran have a couple of words. And Pri Megadim is Medakadik that the Ran and Rashi arguing about that, and according to Rashi, it's because of Darkei Be'achi, it's not the normal way to squeeze the Tim V'Anavim, so it makes it Deoraita. Tutim V'Rimonim is not the normal way, so it's the Rabbanan. The Ran seems to say that it depends on Mashke or not Mashke, if it has Shem Mashke or not Shem Mashke. Lemaisa, if you're going to look in the Rishonim, like the Rashba and the Ritva, it's pretty clear that they're discussing majority of the fruit is being done, and like majority of olives and grapes are being grown in order to squeeze them. That's what makes it Deoraita. And there's a big nafkamina ala halacha about oranges these days. Because if oranges, majority of oranges these days growing in order to squeeze them, I don't know, in Florida, should ask expert. But if majority of this type of fruit is being planted in order to squeeze them, they might be considered bares chita mideoraita. That's how it seems like the Sefer Shabbat b'Shabbato is Talmud of Rabbi Yoshi. It seems like to hold that oranges these days is going to be like Zetim v'Anavim. The dikduk in the Ran that b'shem Mashke is not so clear. It might be that he meant what the Rashba meant. And but still, the Lashon of the Rambam seems like we explained during the Shiur that the din is not because of majority of fruit being squeezed, is the fact that Zetim v'Anavim is a fruit that is being squeezed, it has a shem betorat. The lashon of the Rambam is not that you go by the purpose of the fruit. If you read the lashon of the Rambam, sounds like it depends on the people, not in the purpose of the. Right. Shema yavol ischot zetim v'anavim. He doesn't say that the reason it's mashma that the isuk is shema yavol ischot zetim v'anavim. He should have said that if majority, this is the isuk itself. It's minority, it's not asur. So again, you can argue about everything, but the pshat lashon of the Rambam and Rashi also. What?
I was just wondering, could there be a difference in how you view the liquid though?
How
like,
do you
from concentrate or not from concentrate? So if you're using, like, the difference between wine versus grape juice, kind of. If the wine is you're using all the liquid that comes out of the grape, and grape juice is you take some of the wine and you're adding in another higher percentage of water to make.
I'm talking about freshly squeezed oranges.
Right.
You don't do concentrate. You squeeze grapes or you squeeze oranges. Are they the same or not?
Well, I mean, my
majority of
apples.
Yeah.
You can get apple juice when you squeeze apples, but you typically the squeezing of the apple gives a certain amount of juice, and then you're adding water to make a juice. Like there's not enough. Like you're not.
But you're saying a different definition. You're saying that since you need to add water, it's not considered mashke. I'm talking about a mashke that you don't need to add water. That's why I mentioned orange juice. Orange juice is pure orange juice.
Right.
You don't add anything. Is that equal to the Tim Vanavim? Is it Asur Medeoraita or it's like Tutim Vegemonim? I would assume Gemonim, you don't have to add water necessarily also.
Okay.
And it's still the Rabbanan. So what makes the difference? We go by majority of people, we go by the purpose of the fruit. What do we go by? It's a fascinating question, and it's Mama Shalach Alamaise. And the biggest nafkamina these days is some people used to eat, I think, pomegranate, eshkoliot? Not pomegranate.
Grapefruit
with a spoon.
Mm.
So now, if you hold a grapefruit, bazman hazeh, majority of it go. They squeeze it, so it's going to be Isur Doraita. If it's not Zetim Vanavim, it's also in the Rabbanan. You hold it only Zetim Vanavim, it's Mashke, that Sheva Mashkim, or it's like Chashivut Mashke, or whatever you're going to say. So then grapefruit is going to be the Rabbanan, and then when you do it, Kil'achar Yad, that's the way that Shmirat Shabbat Gilchata said you could do it, because it's Tred Rabbanan, it's Kil'achar Yad, and it's Schita Mid Rabbanan, it's also mixed with the fruit itself. You could do it in Shabbat. But the Shabbat... What?
No.
So the Shmirat Shabbat is Mechalek?
Shmirat Shabbat, he's not. He said that... it sounds like that he understood that all the Perot Hadar, all the... It's still the Rabbanon. It's not the right. And that's why it's Mekel with the spoon.
Even though most oranges...
Yeah.
Can,
yeah, because it's not the main fruit that being squeezed, or because it's not shemashke, or because it's. There is no chashivut to the mashke more than the fruit. By Zetim Anavim, the mashke is like a higher level than the fruit, so this is the top, the Oraita level. But if there is no difference, you could drink it like a mashke, you can drink it, you can eat it. So it's going to be mefarek, but it's not going to be the oraita level. So I'm just saying, it's a nafkamina lemais mamish. So we can read more on the footnote number one, more in length, and that's for today. Sorry that I spoke for 54.